questions more. That thick stuff might be heavy
dew or fog. Heavy fog, I don't know.
Uh-huh. If it's fog, then you might say it's quite a day. What kind of a day is it? If you have a lot of fog, it's not a clear day, but it's a, using the same word, fog.
A foggy day.
Okay. If you don't have any rain for, for 5 weeks. Say we had quite a
drought.
How long would that be? 5 weeks, is that about right? Or could it be 2 months? Or how long could a drought be?
Well, I would think 5 or 6 weeks.
Suppose you didn't have any rain for 2 weeks. Would that be a drought, would you say? Or isn't it long enough to talk about yet?
No, a little dry spell, I would say. I don't think so.
A little what?
Dry spell.
Dry spell shorter than a drought.
That's
drought.
Right.
Okay. If you had a lot of wind, and all of a sudden the wind, you didn't have any wind, you might say, looks like the wind is...
laid or calmed.
And if you had quite a bit of wind, and all of a sudden you didn't have any, or, I mean, you had no wind, and all of a sudden you had some, you'd say, it looks like the wind is it was very calm, and all of a sudden you start having a lot of wind. You say, looks like
wind blowing hard.
Or the wind is,
high.
When it starts, though, just when it starts to be high, you say the wind is nothing. It's very calm, and all of a sudden the wind is, you have a term like picking up or something like that? Or
picking.
Rising.
Rising, yeah.
What would be most likely for you to say? Looks like the wind is, back right now, maybe it is. No, I guess it is.
Now the wind's blowing.
All right, and, if you look out in October, there's some white stuff on the ground. It's not snow, but you had a heavy...
Jack Frost. We had a heavy frost.
And do you have different names for kinds of frost, or are they all just frost? Frost.
No, some of them are heavier than others. Light, medium, and heavy.
All right. in fact, you have a body of water, and you look out in the morning, and it's cold the night before, and it looks like the lake...
It flows over.
Alright, and, would you name, when you have a furnace, you've got to send the smoke up the,
chimney.
And the room in the house where you entertain guests, when guests come, they sit in the what room?
The parlor. Or the living room.
What would you, or one term older, would you have to say living room today, maybe, and parlor? Do you still use the word parlor?
No, we call it the front room.
All right, well, that's what we call it, too.